Lot size decision rules. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines lot size as the amount of a particular item that is ordered from a manufacturing facility or a supplier or is issued as a standard quantity to the production process. SIN, order quantity. When an order quantity system is used for independent demand items, the lot size needs to be set. Distribution centers, wholesalers, and retailers who use order quantity systems will need to set lot sizes for ordering by setting decision rules that work to maintain a targeted customer service level while minimizing certain costs, for example, ordering and transportation costs, use of quantity discounts, and carrying costs. These general objectives are translated into decision rules for lot sizes so that those responsible for ordering will know how much to order when needed. Lot sizes for manufacturing are based on optimizing manufacturing efficiency and inventory levels at a targeted level of customer service, for example, achieving promised lead times. The order quantity rules discussed here can be used in master scheduling to set lot sizes for production of independent demand items. Inventory managers at manufacturing organizations might also use these order quantity systems for maintenance, repair, and operating, MRO, materials and components or raw materials stored in inventory. Order quantities for dependent demand items, however, are calculated using material requirements planning, MRP. MRP uses lot for lot, as discussed below. Some of the following methods are better than others at minimizing the sum of all costs involved. Note that economic order quantity might be considered a lot size decision rule as well, but it is addressed elsewhere since it can be applied to more than one method. Lot for lot. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines lot for lot, L4L, as a lot sizing technique that generates planned orders in quantities equal to the net requirements in each period. C. Discrete order quantity. Lot for lot prevents inventory buildups because inventory is always replenished to the exact level desired, no more and no less. In an L4L order system, the order quantity is directly related to demand, not an economic or fixed order quantity, but rather a lot size of one unit. Items are ordered from suppliers and the factory in the amounts necessary when they are needed. Order quantities change as requirements change. No unused lot size inventory is created. L4L is used in various situations, in planning and fulfilling time-phased requirements for dependent demand items, as in material requirements planning, and for independent items in master scheduling. In lean environments, where inventory is considered waste. When ordering or making expensive or infrequently used items, when ordering perishable items, when ordering items that consume significant warehouse space due to their size or handling requirements, when ordering perishable items where there is the risk of loss due to expired shelf life. For manufacturing, the master production schedule or the material requirements plan provides the time-phased information required to know how much to reorder. If lot for lot is used for material requirements planning, the order quantity will vary based on the amount of components actually needed. In lean, the lot size is likely to be near or at one unit, and it carries this through to purchasing. Expensive or infrequently used items, categorized as A items in IBC inventory analysis, are often ordered L4L to decrease inventory investment and risks. Lot for lot can be used for replenishment orders by restocking only what was sold or removed from inventory since the last reorder point. For example, small hardware store chains typically use lot for lot to replenish each retail store with just what was sold. Perhaps using information from a point of sale system to automatically determine reorder quantities of various items. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines point of sale, POS, as the relief of inventory and computation of sales data at the time and place of sale, generally through the use of barcoding or magnetic media and equipment. Fixed order quantity, FOQ, fixed order quantity. FOQ was defined elsewhere. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a related term for the lot size as reorder quantity. 1. In a fixed reorder quantity system of inventory control, the fixed quantity that should be ordered each time the available stock, on hand plus on order, falls to or below the reorder point, ROP. 2. In a variable reorder quantity system, the amount ordered from time period varies. SIN. Replenishment order quantity. In a fixed order quantity, FOQ, approach, orders are made for the same fixed number of units, although the timing of the order may or may not vary. The FOQ may be based on judgment and demand history, economic order quantity, EOQ, inventory characteristics, for example, perishability, packaging constraints, storage space, economically efficient production batches, or the size of a case pallet, or truckload. The reorder point will vary based on demand for the SKU. In general, no reorder will be made as long as inventory remains above a particular level. Exhibit 6-29 illustrates the use of FOQ planning using an order point system example. It shows how order intervals may vary based on actual demand. For each planning period, the stock on hand is assessed against projected needs and the delivery lead time, the amount of time between order placement and order receipt. Whenever the stock reaches a designated order point, an order for a fixed quantity is placed. Exhibit 6-29. Order point system with fixed order quantity, SQ. Here's how it works. Period 2. An order is placed. Demand is higher than anticipated, and safety stock is used to fill demand. Period 4. The order is received 2 weeks after the order was placed. Periods 4 to 8. The demand level does not require the replenishment because the manufacturer is carrying more inventory than needed for current demand. Periods 9 and 12. Orders for the fixed amount are placed. While fast and easy, order point with fixed order quantity does not minimize the costs involved, with the exception of if the EOQ method is used to determine the order quantity. It produces lot size inventory, which jumps up and then falls gradually. This increases aggregate inventory levels, and it can result in high inventories of items that are infrequently in demand, since an entire case or more may be ordered but not be consumed quickly. Period order quantity, order and periods of supply. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines period order quantity, also called the order and periods of supply method, as a lot sizing technique under which the lot size is equal to the net requirements for a given number of periods, for example, weeks into the future. The number of periods to order is variable, each order size equalizing the holding costs and the ordering costs for the interval. C. Discrete order quantity, dynamic lot sizing, fixed order period system, fixed order quantity. FOQ, fixed period quantity. This method orders enough SKUs to satisfy demand for N periods, where N stands for a particular number of periods, such as weeks or days. For example, if days of supply are known and are relatively stable for SKUs at a particular location, a certain number of days of supply could be ordered. This method is typically used with fixed order period systems, when orders are always submitted on a set schedule. It can be applied to dependent and independent demand items and does not generate lot size inventory. It is often used for SKUs that are low in relative value. See items in IBC ordering systems. In the period order quantity, POQ, technique, inventory planners order enough quantity to meet operations needs for a certain number of periods, N periods. The order quantity is based on an estimate of what is required to satisfy demand for a certain number of periods. But what is the most cost-effective number of periods? To answer this question, POQ starts with economic order quantity, EOQ. EOQ is used to calculate the optimal size of an order. POQ is used to calculate the most economical time between orders. The formula for POQ is, for example, the EOQ for an item has been identified as 3,400 units. The annual usage of the item is 72,000 items. The average weekly usage would be, the POQ would be. This means that when an order needs to be placed, the order amount will be sufficient for 3 weeks. It does not mean the item will be ordered every 3 weeks.